All right, today we're talking to a model train specialist with the Brandywine River Museum of Art. Paul Horner is joining us, and the reason he's joining us is because the wonder of the holiday season has started early at the Brandywine River Museum of Art this year. Visitors between now and January 10th can enjoy holiday magic at the Brandywine, and Paul is here to kind of break it all down for us. Paul, thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Kelly.
Talk to us about the opening of the Brandywine Railroad. It's a holiday favorite since 1972. It's back on display at the Brandywine. What's happening?
Well, in case you didn't notice, it's been kind of an unusual year.
No, and I hadn't noticed that. I'm sorry.
So this year we were very fortunate in that we were able to extend the viewing time of the railroad. We opened on Halloween, October 31st, and I know it's one of my favorite holidays. And it was also one of the Wyeth family's favorite holidays. So we began running trains October 31st, and we took away some of our Christmas and holiday-themed decorations and put on some Halloween spooky trains and some fall foliage and leaves on the ground. And we'll have, we've had that up, and we will be changing over to our normal holiday decorations right around the week of Thanksgiving.
So talk to me about model trains. You're a model train specialist. I know nothing about trains. I know when I was a kid, the neighborhood in which I lived, we would go to the local fire department. They would always set up a model train display. My brother, my younger brother, and I always loved it. My parents would take us around the holidays. So talk to us about the Brandywine Railroad display.
Well, model trains have been a part of America since the early 1900s. A company named Lionel brought out standard gauge trains in the early 1900s. And boy, did it capture the imagination of Americans, because at that time, railroad travel was at its height. Christmas also became synonymous with trains, because at Christmas time in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, it was trains that brought the Christmas presents across the country from your Aunt Matilda out in Nebraska. When you had family coming in to visit you at the holidays, you'd go down to the train station and meet them there. So trains and the holidays became synonymous. And the museum, when it first opened in 1971, they started a holiday tradition to help bring people into the new museum. And the first holiday exhibit had some winter paintings from American artists N.C. Wyeth and Andrew Wyeth, and also some small little figures of the wind in the willows. And that sort of grew into our tradition of critters that you can see on our holiday trees here. And the second year it went so well, they decided, well, what else can we add? And the obvious addition was trains. So trains have been a part of holiday traditions here at the Brandywine since 1972. And my partner, Dave, and myself, he's been here since 1979, and I've been here since 1987, setting up the holiday exhibit every year so that generations of Brandywine Valley residents can come here and enjoy watching the trains running around our little miniature village and scenery. And it's just been a wonderful chance to be part of a tradition for so many families here in the Delaware Valley.
What makes model trains still popular after all these years? Why can't we get enough?
You know, there's something fascinating when you're a child with all the movement and the color and the lights, and seeing something so small reproduce what you see in real life and all the action. And I got to say, thank you to Thomas the Tank Engine for just hooking another several generations on trains. he does visit us from time to time here on our layout, so hopefully fans of Thomas will come by and say hi to him.
So what will the Christmas display look like? I mean, will there be drive-in movie theaters, carnivals, Christmas trees, a visit by Santa?
Well, for those of those guests that have been here year after year, you will see many of your favorites. However, because of the pandemic, we were forced to sort of rethink how we do our exhibit. If you've been here in the past, you know that we on the weekends get people shoulder to shoulder jammed in that gallery, and the layout, the way it exists, had a couple different bottlenecks, which made it very difficult to conceive of socially distanced and safe viewing. So we did a lot of rethinking, and we broke up the very large layout into two sections and have two little separate standalones of that layout. And we also brought in Nikki Wyeth's standard gauge train layout, which is 8 foot by 12 foot. and a, for the first time, an N-scale layout that was jointly owned by Jamie Wyeth and Andy Warhol, and it's 4 foot by 6 foot. So in the room, we have four standalone layouts that are all running trains. We've counted up. We run now 14 trains at once throughout the day. So even though it's not the large layout you're used to seeing, there is still plenty to see in the train exhibit. And yes, the movie theater is still there, people's favorite, and our one of our popular features of the past couple years were interactive buttons that you could push to interact with the layout. Well, this year, to make them hands-free, we switched over to foot pedals, so you can still interact with the layout, but in a safe, hands-free way.
Oh, that's a great idea. I'm in this era of COVID when we can't touch and we have to social distance and everything else. What a great idea to bring in the foot pedals, right?
It has become very popular already with those that have been visiting us. And throughout the rest of the museum, there's still plenty to see. Up on the third floor, we have artist and composer Anne Wyeth McCoy's dollhouse on display. We brought that back this year. It was a very popular display several years ago, and it features six different rooms filled with three dozen dolls and hundreds of miniature objects. And then after Thanksgiving, the critters, critter trees will be going back up and be on view, and the annual critter sale will still take place on December 2nd through 6th. With socially distanced shopping and face mask requirements to make it safe for everyone.
How is all this going to work as far as bringing people through? Do you have to wear a mask? Do you have to buy a time ticket, visit, you know, in a timed manner in order to space people out, Paul?
Yes. To ensure the safety and security and quality of the visitor experience, the Brandywine has implemented a variety of new COVID-19 procedures, including face mask requirements and timed ticketing. Also, capacity limits. So all guests will need to reserve time tickets. If you've dealt with Longwood and their Christmas light display, you're familiar with the idea of timed tickets prior to visiting us. Tickets will be available on sale here, but if we've already reached our capacity for that half hour to an hour, then you will have to come back later on in the day. So we do encourage everyone to do advanced reservations online at www.brandywine.org.
All right, just want to remind everybody, we're talking to Paul Horner. Paul is a model train specialist who works for the Brandywine River Museum of Art in Chads Ford, PA. We're talking about the holiday magic at the Brandywine. It's a brand new exhibit already open, and Paul specifically addressing the Brandywine Railroad, a holiday favorite since 1972 at the Brandywine. Paul, what is some fun facts as a model train specialist? What are some fun facts you could share with us about model trains, something we might not otherwise know?
Well, model trains date back to the early 1900s, and even though back then they were slightly cruder models, a lot of them made out of pressed tin with lithograph printing on them, and tended to be quite noisy, rattling and banging around your living room and possibly dribbling some oil on your nice new carpet. But it captured the imagination of Americans that wanted to recreate what they saw in real world at home. During World War II, a Lionel Corporation switched over from making trains to making electrical motors for the military, and through that they were able to make the motors smaller. And so the standard gauge, your locomotive is a good foot long and 6 inches wide. And boy, you know, you need a good 12 foot by 8 foot space just to have a very simple layout. But as the motors got smaller, you could do more and more in a smaller space. And so O gauge, which is probably people's they're most familiar with, is a three rail O gauge train. And trains are O gauge. And then throughout the years, it went on down to HO, which is half that size, down to N, down to Z, where instead of a locomotive being about a foot long, a locomotive is about an inch and a half long. And now we even have micro trains, and a locomotive is about an inch long, and we have several different little micro train layouts running around our O-gauge layout so that our citizens on the O-gauge trains, they have model trains that they get to run to.
Well, I can't wait to see this exhibit. What got you interested in model trains?
Well, you know, like many people, my father got me into trains during the holiday season when I was a 2, 3, 4 year old. On Christmas Eve, he would sneak into my room and put out a full Lionel O-gauge train layout on the floor. And when I woke up, magically, Santa had brought us trains. And I got to run it for about a week and had fun with that. And then one night when I'd go to sleep, the elves would come back and take them all back to the North Pole until next year. And so that began my lifelong love of trains. And when I was a freshman in college at Westchester University, I answered a help wanted ad, wanted people to come help set up the Brandywine River Museum of Art's annual Christmas display. So the week before Thanksgiving, I came down, and that was 1987. I've been doing that every year since.
Well, I mean, how many people, you know, you grew up loving trains and now you're a model train specialist? Who would have thunk it, right?
It is. I'm very fortunate. It is a lot of long hours and a lot of stress because we pride ourselves in having a very professional layout. And we think of it as a show for our guests. When they walk into that gallery, we want them to forget about everything that's going on out in the world and just get lost in our world. And if trains are constantly derailing or stopping or falling off the tracks, then, you know, it's not a very good show. So we really put a lot of pressure on ourselves to make sure the trains run as smooth as possible. And besides that, it's just a wonderful, wonderful chance to be part of great memories. That's become kind of our tagline, is all aboard for a lifetime of memories, because we have people that have been coming as children, bringing their grandchildren sometimes, which really makes us feel old.